Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Chof Ches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yod Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ve'il ne'monim la'ed be'goylam ma'shiro be'kudnam. The Mishnah says a man may testify about the following things that he saw when he was a minor. Ne'mon adam lo'ima ze'ksav yodoy shal abba ze'ksav yodoy shal rebi ze'ksav yodoy shal achi. A man is believed to say, this is the signature of my father, or this is the signature of my rebbe, or this is the signature of my brother. I remember when Plonis was married and she went out with a henuma and uncovered hair, which is the custom of virgins. And when Plony left school, he would immerse to eat truma. Plony used to receive truma with us at the granaries. This area is a base of path, means a field in which a plough may have scattered bones from a mace. And we used to walk this far on Shabbos, which means it's within the trum in which one may walk. However, one may not testify, based on what he saw when he was a minor, that Pliny owned the path to his field here, or that he owned the place here where they paused during funeral processions. And the Gemara says, Tani Uavad Vorim Shehein Maginim Bahem. The Gemara says from Abai that there's only things that he's used to mean signatures of his father, Rebbe, or brothers, but not of other people. Tani Uavad Shivstarif Imachirim. The Abai says also that it's only if he joins with others, but he's not believed by himself. Achashleim Hashem Evetu. The Gemara asks, why do they have to testify that when Pliny left school he would immerse to eat truma? We should be concerned lest he's a Kohen slave rather than the Kohen. Adam Sayyid Lahid Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, Rashi Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Osala Adam Lelamed Es Avdoi Torah. The answer is this supports what Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, that it's forbidden to teach Torah to one slave, so he wouldn't have been going to school. Lekain Am Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Yumia Ha'eved Oile Meshiva Kriyos Vidabe Oile Megimel Sukim. The Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Zeir teach in the name of Rabbi Yumia that a slave counts towards the seven aliyahs on Shabbos, and the Vayidabe counts towards three verses, which is the minimum that one we read in the Torah? Tipate Shalomad Me'ilav O Shalomdoi Rabbi Ketavi. The answer is, the case is that the slave learned by himself, or he was kosher and his master taught him, like Tavi, who was a Gamliel slave. This is not so common, so we're not concerned that the boy who immersed after school was a kosher slave. V'chash Shlomo Shema Evetu. The Gemara asks, why does it help to testify that when Pliny used to receive truma with us in the granaries, we should be concerned lest he is a Kayan slave? Messiah Lahi Tatani Uchia, Noshim, Va'avodim, Einen Cholkim Alagoyrin, Avanosin Le Matonis Matnus Kahuna, Olivia Mitechabais. The Gemara answers, this supports what Uchia said, that women and slaves don't receive at the granaries, but one may give to them Matnus Kahuna and Levia from the house. Ma'ul Haidzim Mamoin Mitech Idusam. May we take property from someone through testimony of what people saw when they were minors? Heich Avida, Hayu Hakol Yodim Ad Sde Ruven Trum Shabbos Ubo Ra'amru Ad Kan Hayne Boim Shabbos Venimsis Hasodesh Shimon Ma'um Mefigdim Shimon Emachzal Tel Ruven. What's the case? Everyone knows that until Reuben sealed is the Trum of Shabbos, and they came and said that until here we used to come on Shabbos, and it's found that it's now considered Shimon's field. Do we take the field from Shimon and return it to Reuben? Moshe Nehemonim, Loima Yotzim Hahu Lelaket, Bapage Shvius, Veshamanu Ploini, Memalil Al Ploinis, Ishtoi Isha Ploinis, Memalith Al Banea. The Gemara asked, are they believed to say they went out to gather unripe figs in Shmita, and we heard Ploini talking about his wife Ploinis, or Ploinis talking about her children? If they don't intend to testify that those people are suspected to transgress Shmita, or that Ploinis is Ploinis' wife, or that these are Ploinis' children, but it's inferred from their words. Rav Acha Rav Shmuel by Huzmu Maushi Yashlimu or Yevagaida Amri Abba Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel Ein Lindim Dava Midava Ve'edim Zomimim V'Achar Kain. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Shmuel, asked, if they were Huzam, which means about what they claimed to see when they were minors, they proved to be lying, do they pay? Or is it like Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel that we don't learn a matter from a matter in the laws of Edom Zomim of false witnesses, and so too over here? Tani Shachalnu, Bekesithus Pliny of Pliny, Mal Bekesithus. The Bais teaches that one is believed to say that when he was a minor, He says, we ate at the Ketzitza of Pliny and Pliny. What is Ketzitza? B'shashayah adam meiches sadeh stech uvasay ha'akroivim memalim chavyoif klayoif ve'gayzim v'shoivim lifnei atinoikos atinoikos melagtem va'imim nixas Pliny ma'achuzasay. The answer is, when a man sells his field of ancestral inheritance, the relatives fill barrels of parched grain and nuts, and they break them in front of the children, and the children gather the contents and say, Pliny was detached from his achuzas, from his ancestral inheritance. When they returned to him, they did so, and they said, Pliny returned to his inheritance. Rabbi Yosi Rabun says that also one who marries a woman who is improper and forbidden to him, his relatives fill barrels with parched grain and nuts, and they bring them in front of the children, and the children gather and say Pliny was detached from his family. And when he divorced her, they did so, and they said Pliny returned to his family. The Mishnah taught that when he's an adult, he's believed about these things that he saw when he was a minor. The inference is that he's believed only when he's an adult but about what he saw when he was a minor, but not to testify when he's a minor. Taman Taninan, Am Rav Yochanan ben Broicha should say, Ne'emenes isha oi katan loima, mikan yatsa nachil mahalich l'sich sadeu v'noitel es nachilai. The Gemara asked from the Mishnah, the Rav Yochanan ben Broicha said that a woman or child is believed to say from here a swarm of bees passed, the owner goes into the field and takes his bees. Uvahu amakein, there it says so that he's believed when he's a minor. Rabbi Acha v'chananya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan la'om Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha ela al nachil shal dvoyim she'ein gveilei dvar teirah. Rabbi Acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said so only about a swarm of bees which is not gezel min ha'teirah, one only owns it midrabbanan. Tani Rabbi Hoshea Rabbad b'mafriach b'tzuchoi loy. We say this only when they are flying, but when they are on a branch, no, because that's a case of gezel min ha'teirah. Rabbi Zeira bar claim Rabbi Mana b'mestava alata ha'la'achazman loy. Zeira asked Rabbi Mana, isn't it reasonable that he's believed only immediately but not afterwards? Amalei af anas of a cane. Rabbi Mana answered, also I think this way, B'taninan b'vedom amurim she'hidu y'sei alma madom avayotsu v'chazu aniyayimim b'nei yira u'pitayamu. Being a support from a baisa, when is this? It's when they testified in that time and place, but if they left and returned, I say that due to fear or enticement, they say so. Hanolach per ka'isha shinis amalach.